This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Today is the first day of operations at the first resort casino in Massachusetts. More than 7 years after state lawmakers approved up to 3 casinos and 1 slot parlor in the state as a way to add jobs during the Great Recession, MGM Springfield is open for business. It has created jobs, 3,000 of them to be exact, although it's unclear how many of those are full-time. WBUR's Quincy Walters is outside of the casino in Springfield and joins us now. Quincy, welcome.
Thanks, Jack.
So, Quincy, opening day of the state's first resort casino. What's the scene there today?
Hundreds of people are here. Some people started lining up as early as 6 a.m. You can't really walk around inside the casino without bumping into someone. There are a lot of Springfield residents here, and they seem to be happy that the casino is here. The opening started with a parade, and music played by the UMass Minuteman Marching Band was there. There were mimes and cheerleaders. Then when the doors were opened, hundreds of people streamed in, accompanied by Frank Sinatra singing Luck Be a Lady. And once they got inside, people sort of gravitated to those slot machines with magical noise, and they huddled around blackjack and roulette tables. There are more than 2,500 slot machines and 120 table games, and there are also some restaurants here, too. Erica Brooks Sayers, who's from New Hampshire, was eating a breakfast bagel of some sort, and she says she actually didn't really come to gamble.
I actually like the vibe, so I love coming here and just experiencing the whole vibe of the casino.
All right, so Quincy, you've described today's opening, which certainly seems to have had quite a bit of fanfare. You know, the Budweiser Clydesdales were there, there was a parade. Is that sort of thing going to be the norm here?
The short answer is no. Today I was told that a lot of that was just for today. COO of MGM Springfield, Mike Mathis, says that it was just so the opening would be more memorable and more than a run-of-the-mill ribbon cutting. But there's really no space in the building for that sort of in-house entertainment. They've partnered with the Mass Mutual Center, a multi-purpose arena just across the street. Their first performer is going to be Stevie Wonder on September 1st.
So ultimately, the city of Springfield has high hopes for this casino as a possible way to redevelop parts of the city. What are they hoping for here?
Well, the city stands to get $25 million a year from the casino, and the people from Springfield that I've talked to seem really excited about the casino. Rita Caputo Capua owns a pizzeria just across the street.
Absolutely what Springfield needs. Some excitement, something to do. It's awesome. It's awesome.
And Governor Charlie Baker says the project could improve the quality of life in Springfield.
The idea here was not to build a separate entity that stands alone and sits by itself up on a hill somewhere. The idea was to revitalize an urban community and an urban neighborhood and to build a multi-dimensional recreation and entertainment facility that would fit.
And so, Quincy, what have you heard from gamblers today?
Gamblers are excited. I spoke to someone who won $20. Some people say they'll probably be here once a week. Some people say once a month. Others say they are uncomfortable with answering that. But I think the general vibe here is that people are really happy to be here opening day and being the first to test out those slot machines.
That's WBUR's Quincy Walters at the MGM opening in Springfield. Quincy, thanks.
Thanks, Jack.